This is the Aviyak Tamerli of the 14th of September 2025, originally spoken on the 18th of January 2007. The title, Now Liberate Yourself, Become a Master Bestower of Liberation and an Instrument to Liberate Everyone. Today, Bapdada, the ocean of love, is looking at all the loving children everywhere. He is pleased to see two types of children. One is the children who are merged in love, Lovleen, and the other is the children who are lovely. The waves of love of both types of children were reaching the father, even before Amrit Vela. In every child's heart, the song, My Baba, was playing automatically. The same song was playing in Bapdada's heart. My children, my beloved children, the children who are the crown on Bapdada's head. Today, because of it being the day of remembrance, there were greater waves of love in everyone's mind. The garlands of pearls of love of the many children were being garlanded around Bapdada's neck. The father was also putting the garland of his loving arms around his children. You are all merged in the unlimited arms of unlimited Bapdada. Today, everyone has especially arrived here in the aeroplane of love, and children from far, far away too have come here in their Avyakt subtle forms, in their angelic forms, with the aeroplanes of their minds. Today, Bapdada is giving all the children multi-million-fold remembrance for the day of remembrance and so the day of power. This day reminds you of so many types of awareness, memories, and each type of awareness makes you powerful in a second. The list of memories comes into your awareness in a second, does it not? As soon as that awareness comes in front of you, you have the intoxication of being powerful. Do you remember the first form of awareness? When you came to belong to the Father, what awareness did he remind you of? That you are a fortunate soul of the previous cycle. Do you remember what transformation took place with this first form of awareness? By being soul conscious, you became intoxicated in the love of God the Father. Why were you intoxicated? What were the first words of love that emerged from your heart? My Baba. Then what was the intoxication you had when these golden words emerged? By saying, knowing, and accepting My Baba, all godly attainments became your attainments. You do have this experience, do you not? By saying My Baba, so many attainments became yours. Where there is attainment, you don't need to make effort to have remembrance, but there is automatic and easy remembrance, since that attainment is yours. The Father's treasures became your treasures. Where you have the consciousness of mine, you don't have to make effort to remember. There is natural remembrance. Something that is mine is difficult to forget, not difficult to remember. You experience your body belonging to you, so are you able to forget it? You have to make effort to forget it. Why? It is mine. So where there is the consciousness of mine, remembrance is easy. So your awareness made you into a powerful soul. The one phrase, My Baba, did this. You made the bestower of fortune, the bestower of limitless treasures belong to you. You are the children who perform such wonders, are you not? You have claimed a right to sustenance from God. This direct sustenance from God is only received once in the whole cycle. You receive sustenance from souls and deity souls all the time, but sustenance from God is only received during this one birth. So on this day of remembrance, and so the day of power, you easily remembered the intoxication and happiness of God's sustenance, did you not? This was because the atmosphere today was of easy remembrance. So on this day, did you remain an easy yogi? Or did you have to battle to have remembrance on this day too? Today is said to be the day of love, is it not? So love makes you finish having to make effort. Love makes everything easy. So on this day, did you especially remain an easy yogi? Or were there any difficulties? Those who face difficulties on this day, raise your hands. No one had any difficulties. All of you remained easy yogis? Acha, those who remained easy yogis, raise your hands. Brackets, everyone raised their hands. Acha, all of you remained easy yogis. Today you bade farewell to Maya. Did Maya not come today? Did you bid farewell to Maya for today? Okay, you bade her farewell for today. Congratulations for that. If you remain merged in remembrance in the same way, you will then have bidden farewell to Maya for all time, because the 70 years are being completed. So Bapdada wants to celebrate this year as a unique year, a year of being loving to all, a year that is free from effort, and a year that is free from problems. Do all of you like this? Do you? Will you celebrate this as the year of liberation? You want to go to the land of liberation, so you have to enable the many peaceless souls who are experiencing sorrow to receive liberation by becoming companions of the Father, the bestower of liberation. Only when you, Master Bestowers of Liberation, become free yourselves, will you be able to celebrate the year of liberation. You Brahmin souls yourselves become free and instruments to give liberation to many others. One type of language that binds you, instead of making you free, that makes you dependent on problems is, it is not like this, it is like that. It is not like that, it is like this. When problems come, you say, Baba, it was not like this, it was like that. Otherwise, it wouldn't have been like that. Those are games of making excuses. Bapdada has seen everyone's file. So what did he see in the files? For the majority, the file was full of paper on which promises were written. At the time of making a promise, you make it with your heart, you even think about it, but up to now, it was seen that the file continues to become bigger and it has not become final. For a firm promise, it has been said, even if you have to die, you must not break your promise. So today, Bapdada saw everyone's file. You have all made many very good promises. You have made them in your mind and also written them down. So what will you do this year? Will you increase your file or will you make the promise final? What will you do? Those sitting in the front line, pundits speak. Teachers speak. This year, will you make the file that is with Bapdada and getting bigger final? Or will you add another paper this year too? What will you do? Speak, pundits. Will you make it final? Those of you who feel that even if you have to bow down, if you have to change, even if you have to tolerate or listen to other things, that you have to change, raise your hands. Look, record everyone's picture on the TV. Take everyone's photo. There are 2, 3, 4 TVs, cameras. Take photos from all sides. Keep this record. Take these photos and give them to the father. Where is the TV person? Bapdada should also benefit from the file. Congratulations, congratulations. You may applaud yourselves. Look, on one side there is science. On another side there is corruption. On another side there is sin. And all of these are continuing to grow in their own way. Many new plans are continually being made. But you are the children of the world creator. So this year adopt such newness that your promise becomes firm. Because everyone wants revelation to take place. So much expense is being incurred. Very big programs are being held in many places. Each professional wing is working very well, but now this year, make this addition. Whatever service you do, for instance, you may be doing service through words, so don't let it just be service with your mouth, but let there be service with your thoughts, words, and deeds, filled with love and cooperation. Let all three types of service take place at the same time. They should not be separate. It is seen that in one type of service, there isn't the result that Bapdada wishes to see. You also want revelation to take place, and so far this result has been good. It is a very good result compared to earlier. Everyone who attends goes away saying, this is good, it is very good. However, to become good means for revelation to take place. So now make this addition that at the same time you have to be loving and cooperative with your thoughts, words, and deeds. Give this to every companion, whether it is a Brahmin companion or an outsider who is an instrument for doing service. To give love and cooperation means to claim number one in the service performed through deeds. Do not speak the language, this happened like this, and this is why I had to do it like that. Instead of giving love, you sometimes have other things to say, and Baba is not using those words. I have to do this, I have to say this, I have to consider all these things. Let it not be like that. For so many years, it has been seen, Bapdada has allowed it to happen. For how much longer will it continue to be, not like this, but like that? In their heart-to-heart conversations with Bapdada, The majority say, Baba, when will you finally open the curtain? For how much longer will this continue? But Dada is asking you, for how much longer will this old language, these old ways of carelessness and bitterness continue? But Dada also has a question, how much longer? If you reply, then Bapdada will also reply about when destruction will take place. Bapdada could open the curtain of destruction even now, this very second. But first, those who are going to rule there should be ready. So only when you now make preparations will you bring completion close. In terms of any weaknesses, do not make any excuses or give reasons. Find solutions. You say, because of this reason, .. Bapdada watches the games of the children throughout the day. He has love for you children, and so he repeatedly continues to watch the games. Bapdada's TV is very large. The world can be seen on it at the same moment. The children from everywhere can be seen. Whether it is America or Gugaon, everything is visible. So Bapdada sees many games. The language of putting off is very good. There was this reason, Baba. It wasn't my mistake. That one did that. Okay, that one did it. But did you find a solution for it? Did you let the excuse remain an excuse, or did you change the excuse into a solution? Everyone asks, Baba, what are your hopes? So Bapdada is telling you his hopes. Bapdada has only one hope, that solutions should be visible and reasons and excuses should finish. Let problems finish and things continue to be resolved. Is this possible? Those in the first line, is it possible? At least nod. Those sitting at the back, is it possible? Everyone raised their hands. Acha. So, if Bapdada switches on his TV tomorrow, he will definitely watch the TV, will he not? So if Bapdada watches the TV tomorrow, then whether it is abroad or in India, whether it is a small village or a big state, there won't be any reasons or excuses visible anywhere, will there? Are you sure? You are not saying yes for this. Will there be any reasons or excuses? Raise your hands. You raised your hands very well. Bapdada is pleased. It is a wonder to get you to raise your hands. You children know how to please Baba. Bapdada sees and thinks that a handful out of multi-millions and a few out of that handful have become instruments. So who, apart from you children, will do something? You are the ones who have to do it. Bapdada has hopes in you children. All the others who are to come will become all right by seeing your stage. They will not have to make effort. You just become this because all of you promised the Father this the moment you took birth, that you will stay together, you will become companions and return home together, and go to the kingdom with Father Brahma. You promised this, did you not? Since you will stay together and return together, you are also service companions. Together, are you not? So what will you do now? You raised your hands very well. Bapdada was pleased, but whenever any situation comes, then remember this day, this date, and this time, and what you raised your hand for. You will receive help. You do have to become this. Now, just become this soon. You think that you are the same ones from the previous cycle, that you are the same ones this cycle, and that you have to become this every cycle. This is firm, is it not? Or is it that you will become this for 2 years, and in the third year you will leave? It will not be like that. Constantly remember that you are the instruments, that you are the few out of multi-millions, and a handful out of those few. A few out of multi-millions will come, but you are the handful out of those few. So today is a day of love. Nothing is difficult to do out of love. That is why Bapdada is reminding you all of this today. Shiv Baba is very happy to see how much love you children have for Brahma Baba. Everywhere, Baba saw that whether someone was a student of 7 days or 70 years, on this day, those who have been here for 70 years or even 7 days were merged in love. Father Shiva is very pleased to see the children's love for Father Brahma. Should Baba give you further news of today? On this day, even the advance party emerged in front of Bapdada. The advance party is remembering all of you. When will you open the gates to liberation with the Father? Today, the whole advance party was telling Bapdada, give us a date. What reply should Baba give? Speak. What reply should Baba give? Who is clever at giving an answer? Bapdada answers that it will happen very soon, but the Father needs the cooperation of you children for this. All of you will return home with the Father, will you not? Are you those who are going to return home with the Father, or those who will stop every now and then as you go? You are those who will return with the Father, are you not? You would like to return home together, would you not? In that case, you will have to become equal, will you not? If you want to return home together, you will have to become equal. What is the saying? Hand in hand, both together as companions. So hand in hand means equal. So, Daddy, speak. Will the preparations be made? Daddy, speak. Daddies, raise your hands. Daddas, raise your hands. You are called the senior daddas, are you not? So, daddies, daddas, speak. Do you have a date? If not now, then never. What does it mean, if not now, then never? You are ready now, are you not? You gave a good reply. This has to be completed. Each one of you, young or old, should consider yourself to be responsible. Do not be young in this. Even a 7-day-old child is responsible. You are going to return home together, are you not? If the Father wants to go alone, he can do that, but he will not go alone. You have to go with him. It is a promise between the Father and you children. You are going to fulfill your promise, are you not? Baba has received many letters of remembrance, emails and phone calls from everywhere. They have reached here, Madhuban, as well as in the subtle region. Very loving remembrance in the minds of the mothers who are in bondage also reached Bapdada. Bapdada remembers such loving children very much and is also giving them blessings. So to all you loving children everywhere, to both the lovely and loveling children, to the knowledgeable and powerful children who accumulate multi-millions at every step, according to the Father's Srimat, To the children who are constantly loving and who always keep their self-respect and give respect to others, to such victorious children who constantly follow the Father's Srimad, to the easy yogi children who always place every step in Bhaktada's footsteps. Bhaktada's love, remembrance, and namaste. Blessing. May you be ever ready and on the basis of having a clear line, pass with number one. To be constantly ever ready is a speciality of Brahman life. The line of your intellect has to be so clear that whenever you receive a signal from the Father, you are ever ready. At that time, let there be no need to think about anything. Suddenly, you will be asked a question. You will be given an order to sit down here. You will be told to go somewhere. At that time, you must not remember any situation or relative, for only then will you pass with number one. However, you must be ever ready, because it will be a sudden paper. Slogan, in order to make your mind powerful, give yourself, the soul, the nourishment of God's awareness and power. Avyak signal, now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga become volcanic. Many children say that when they sit in remembrance, instead of becoming soul conscious, they think about service. This is wrong, because in the final moments, if instead of becoming bodiless, you think about service, you would fail that paper of a second. At that time, you must only remember the Father and your incorporeal, viceless and egoless stage, nothing else. By thinking about service, you come into your corporeal form. If you can't have the stage that you should have whenever you want, you would be deceived. Om Shanti.